Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three. Come explore with me.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This story is for anyone starting something new at school. Whether it's your very first time, a new classroom, or a new teacher. There's so much to discover, and sometimes big feelings too. But there's always love, and grown-ups always come back. Let's see how Zara the zebra starts her new school and ends the day right back with her grown-up. Zara held her grown-up's hoof as they walked into the school building. There were voices and footsteps, friends laughing and waving, grown-ups talking, doors opening and closing. Zara stayed close. Her backpack hugged her shoulders. It was blue and pink. Blue like blueberries, her favorite fruit. Pink like flamingos. Just around the corner, Zara paused. She lifted her leg up and bent her knee behind her, just like a flamingo. She stretched out her arms like wings to help her balance. Her grown-up looked down and smiled. Then they lifted one leg too, just for a moment. Zara giggled. Two flamingos in the hallway. She set her hoof back down. Then she reached for her grown-up's hoof again. One step forward. They turned the corner and kept walking. Zara felt ready, but also a little fluttery inside. She was feeling both excited and nervous. Excited to learn, meet new friends, and play. But a little nervous too, because everything felt new and different. And because she was going to miss her grown-up. She takes a deep breath and looks down. She sees her socks, the ones with hearts on them. She clicks her heels together, click, click, and just like that, she remembers. Last night, after bath and books, she and her grown-up picked out clothes for the next day. Zara picked the heart socks. Her grown-up smiled. When you see the hearts, they said, you can remember, I love you. Zara clicks her hooves together again. Click, click. The socks are still on. The love is still there. Just ahead is the classroom door. A teacher stands at the doorway with a warm smile. Hi, Zara. I'm Miss Anne. I'm so happy to see you today. Zara gives a small nod and squeezes her grown-up's hoof. Her grown-up kneels down beside her and wraps her in a big hug. Oof, did you feel the love? Zara nods into their shoulder. Let's tuck one more hug to hold in your heart. They hug again, just as tight. Zara presses her hoof to her chest, right over her heart. I'm saving it all day long. Her grown-up presses their hoof to their own heart, too. You can hold it any time today, right there. Then they say it together. A hug in your heart means we're never apart. Zara takes a small step, then another. And just like that, she walks into the classroom. She looks around. There are friends already playing. She finds her name on a hook and hangs up her backpack. Then she spots a basket of blocks near the rug. They look just like the ones she plays with at home. She picks one up and stacks it on another. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Zara giggles. She's having fun. Then, just for a moment, she pauses. She thinks of her grown-up. She presses her hoof to her heart. A hug in your heart means we're never apart, she whispers. She smiles again. There's a craft on the table with markers and paper. Zara loves to color. A little pink, a little blue, a little yellow. Before she even knows it, Miss Anne says, grown-ups are coming back. Zara's ears perk up. She puts the marker down and walks over to her hook. She grabs her backpack and swings it over her shoulders. Then she walks to the classroom door with Miss Anne. And there, in the hallway, is her grown-up. Zara runs forward for another big hug. I saved it all day, she says, pressing her hoof to her heart. Her grown-up smiles and gives her the biggest squeeze. I missed you. I can't wait to hear all about school. Zara holds on tight. She remembers feeling nervous this morning. Now, The fluttery, nervous feeling is smaller, and the excited feeling is bigger. Zara likes her classroom, and she's excited to come back again next time. The end. Starting school can feel big. You might feel excited. You might feel nervous. Sometimes, both at once, just like Zara. When you miss your grown-up, you can take a deep breath. Put your hand over your heart. Or look down at your socks. Maybe they have hearts too. Click, click. And you might build something. Or get creative and make a craft. You might even have fun doing something for the very first time. Because love can stay with you all day long, and grown-ups always come back. Let's say it together. Ready?
Ready!
A hug in your heart means we're never apart.
Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.